As we move from roll 3 to 4, we come to one of the most famous of all the islands of Polynesia, and beyond a doubt the most important to American history, the archipelago of Hawaii. Centrally located in the North Pacific within easy distance of the giant sperm whaling region, the Japan Grounds, and the great right whaling region of the Northwest Coast, and later of the Western Arctic, the deep water ports of Hawaii became pivotal to the success of Yankee whaling in the Pacific. The first scene is Kaialaikua Bay on the western side of the Big Island of Hawaii. The artist conveying not only the beauty of the islands with their high volcanic peaks and waterfalls, but also the elegance of the islanders with their tapa cloth draped clothing. The rocks in the foreground represent the place where James Cook died. He was stabbed and drowned, so the monument marking the place of his death is actually in the water. Quite prominent, as in the Marquesas and Tahiti, are the canoes. These Hawaiian canoes employ not only outriggers, but the distinctive crab claw sails, or oceanic lateen sails. Lahaina on the island of Maui is the next scene. Between July and December 1843, 139 American whaling vessels made port in Lahaina. Russell certainly witnessed this very scene while on board the Kutuzov, and it may well represent his experience. By the 1840s, much of the traditional architecture of Hawaii was being replaced by Western styles. The native structures are identified by having only doorways, although their outlines are not particularly definitive as far as native architectural styles are concerned. Also visible is a two-story dwelling of coral stone with verandas built for the American missionary Charles Stewart around 1828. On the hill behind King Stewart's house is the Lahaina Luna Seminary. At the far right of the harbor is shown King Kamehameha's brick palace, built for him by two escaped convicts from the Australian penal colony of Botany Bay in the 1790s. Although it began to sag under its own weight, this building stood for many years and was commonly called the palace. Lahaina was an important port of call with hundreds of whalers visiting every year through to the 1870s. The whaling fleet came to shape the local economy, and in this view, the house flags of New Bedford merchants Gideon Allen, David R. Green, and John and James Howland are shown flying from the masts of the whalers at anchor in the Lahaina Road. From here, the voyage continues to the right whaling ground of the northwest coast. The ship Abraham H. Howland is shown sailing to Lahaina.